Eric Holthaus is a climate scientist, writer, and meteorologist, the sort of guy you'd expect to find at a major climate conference. But he's not in Warsaw now because, well, he refuses to fly anymore. He wants to reduce his carbon footprint and to do his part to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Holthaus tweeted his decision in September after the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released its latest report. That document warned of irreversible climate changes unless global emissions are reduced soon.
I was in San Francisco and heading back from a week-long business trip and kind of, you know, standing there in the boarding zone and was on the phone with my wife, and the emotion of the moment hit me, you know, and as a human, not as a boring scientist, I broke down in tears and I thought, you know, like, this is kind of like watching the end of the world, you know, front row seats to be a scientist and watching this data come in and say, you know, we're nowhere near where we need to be to make the cuts that we need to do on time. And I thought, you know, I just have to do it. I have to do something that I'm going to feel good about myself. You know, every climate story I write, every severe weather event that I cover, at least I'll have the knowledge, you know, that I, in one action, I cut my carbon footprint by 50% by not flying anymore. That's not enough. You know, we need to cut it down to zero, but at least that's a step that I can take in one action.
I mean, Eric, you're a journalist. You're supposed to weigh things out properly and objectively. Why did this affect you so much that you broke down in tears?
It kind of hit me as a human being in that moment to see, you know, what is the world going to be like in 50 years if we continue on this current path? And, you know, to put the numbers and the climate models into a human kind of perspective to see, like, What will we feel like when the endangered species die? Or what will we feel like when Mumbai is overwhelmed with tidal flood surges? You know, it's not something that I want to feel in the future. It's something that, you know, if we can take a little bit of that pain away by doing a little bit of action now, then that's the direction I want to head.
You actually crunched the numbers for your own household. Tell us how many people in your family and what surprised you about your family's carbon footprint.
My wife is joining me on this. It was a decision that we made together. We have the reusable plastic bags. We changed all the light bulbs in our house. We're doing all the basic stuff. But for our household, we had a footprint that was greater than the average American household footprint before this action. And afterwards, now we're below average footprint. So,
and that's because of your cancellation of flying?
Yeah, It was about 50% of our household emissions. I fly about 75,000 miles a year. I used to. You know, that's a lot.
Did your wife ever give you a hard time for that? I mean, was she doing as much flying as you? Was she ready to like cap and trade inside the walls
exactly.
of your house?
Exactly. No. You know, and that's the thing too is, you know, I'm gold medallion with Delta, and I really like their service. And
wow. You're giving up a lot.
Yeah, we had enough miles built up that we were going to take a trip to Hawaii and also to visit some friends in Denmark next year. And we have to cancel those trips, and it's not something that is great. I would have loved to take those trips, but I think that at this point, the climate is more important to me.
Eric, you've gotten a lot of flack from science and weather journalists about taking a stand, that you've compromised your objectivity. What do you say to that charge?
I think, you know, the 95% certainty that humans cause climate change is now about the same level that smoking causes cancer. So, you know, I wouldn't want to be a doctor that's still defending cigarette smoking. And I don't want to be a meteorologist or a climate scientist that's not doing everything I can to reduce my carbon footprint, knowing that this is the cause of increased extreme weather and heat waves, and people are dying, you know, this year from these events. So, and it's only forecasted to get worse. So I want to, starting immediately, do whatever I can to reduce that impact.
Eric Holthaus is a science writer at Quartz. He's not going to fly again. Thanks for telling us why, Eric. Appreciate it.
Thank you.